This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, Jason, we got an echo. Jason, got an echo. Okay. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, I was up most last night because the back. Sorry, I'm old and really hard to go to the bathroom. It now takes me about 40 minutes just to pee because I can't get up and off the toilet. Thank God for my husband. But this is an important study or story that we got to bring up here. And I want to apologize again if I'm not as peppy as I usually am. So, all right. Vaping deaths. We're now up to 13, which I still think is an underestimation. I think we actually have more vaping deaths out there. It just hasn't been reported because when we have people that die of lung illness and we don't know why, if we haven't linked it to the vaping, it's not going to hit the media. So if somebody had respiratory distress, somebody died from respiratory failure, if we never got a history of them vaping, it's not going to make the numbers. So this is a very, very gross underestimation, unfortunately. But all we could do right now is work with the numbers that we have. So the CDC is now investigating over 800 cases, 13 deaths, to this quote-unquote mysterious illness. Now, we got a little bit of clarity a couple weeks ago when they found vitamin E acetate might be a culprit and how people smoking bootleg cartridges with THC oil were getting a lipoid pneumonia, a very fatty type of pneumonia that's really not related to a virus or a bacteria. Of course, in my neck of the woods, they're, you know, screening for mold, you know, because we don't want people getting fungusemias or fungal pneumonias. But this was kind of scary. The latest that came out is that these black market cannabis vapes have something called hydrogen cyanide. Now, they don't purposely have hydrogen cyanide. What they actually have is something called myclobutanil. Now, myclobutanil is a fungicide or fungicide. You could call it fungi or fungi. I like to call it fungi. So it's a fungicide, meaning it's a pesticide that kills fungus. But when it burns and you have some either combustion reaction or heat catalyst, it turns into hydrogen cyanide. Hydrogen cyanide doesn't really allow you to exchange oxygen very well, can asphyxiate you, and you could go into respiratory distress within seconds, if not minutes. So the CDC right now has released this report, and we're kind of in a state of shock that we have people that would take something that was really supposed to be benign and put products out there that would be bought up by the consumer very naively that could really, really screw up the lungs. In California, they're just now telling everybody not to vape. From what we understand, experts and health officials in California are like, no, just stop vaping altogether. Now, I also like to be fair to companies, and I don't want us to be a very reactive country where all of a sudden we vilify companies like Juul or vilify pharmaceutical companies with the opioid crisis. Okay, we need to kind of slow down to figure out what's going on and then, you know, focus our anger or focus our efforts on the bad guys and girls, right? You know, the bad companies. Juul obviously has, you know, stirs up a lot of emotion for people. But Juul, from what I understand, is not the company putting these products out. There's an argument that Juul might not have caused any of these deaths. That it was directly. Okay? If this came from black market bootleg, I like to call it bootleg, the sort of products out there, bad vape pens, oil, THC oil crap that was put in the vape pen, you know, we can't really go after Juul. Now, people will blame Juul because they say, well, you know, Juul might have, you know, caused kids to become addicted. That's a whole nother problem. That's a whole nother fight. But if you have companies out there or jerks out there putting bad stuff on the market that has pesticides and all sorts of crap, I mean, by the way, this isn't anything new. You know, when we saw people get really, really sick from marijuana last year and the year before, they were saying, you know, this marijuana is being laced with pesticides and laced with chemicals. People were spraying their marijuana with household chemicals to get a high. Well, I'm sorry, but Windex and Liquid Drano and Soft Scrub. Soft Scrub's my favorite because I remember the commercials in the 80s and 90s. You had like the little bubble things and they would kind of go. And then they would kind of scrub. And it went from the tub was dirty to white. And they had like googly eyes. And I love googly eyes. So it was, I like Soft Scrub because I really like the commercial. Was that not the commercial? I got to look it up. Okay, maybe it wasn't Soft Scrub. But anyway, there was a commercial where you had like little weeble-looking scrub thingies that looked like, I don't know, they were cute. Okay, so where are we at? I'm digressing. Okay, so we've had 2 deaths in California, 2 in Kansas, 2 in Oregon, 1 in Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, Mississippi, and Missouri. So, what do we warn the public to do? So, California's like, tack with it, guys, just don't vape. I mean, I don't know if laws are going to come into effect. They've already started to ban flavored e-cigs up in San Francisco. But in the statement issued by the California Department of Public Health, they urge residents for the time being to refrain from vaping, no matter the substance or the source. And so right now we're in panic mode. And, you know, I don't blame health experts. I mean, you know, somebody gets sued if they don't come out with a warning. So right now it's safe to just tell everybody to not vape. But we're not solving the problem. The problem is people like to stick things in their mouth. People like to smoke. People like to get high. People like to get a buzz. People need a little energy boost. And so when you tell everybody not to vape, well, they're either going to do it or they're going to be shunted to a new activity. I mean, that's what happened with tobacco. The reason why we have a vaping epidemic is because of what we did with tobacco. You know, we said everybody quit smoking. Smoking's bad. You're going to have to look at all these pictures of people with trachs and, you know, being all cachectic and super skinny and, you know, looking like they're dying of cancer. So, you know, people are like, well, fine, if I can't smoke, I need to stick something else in my mouth. So we'll keep you guys posted on this, but for the love of God, please don't be vaping pesticides that turn into cyanide. And, okay, your lungs are precious. Protect them. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, I don't want to read to you this whole email. And you know, you can email us at drdolly.com. But I want to give you the gist. One of our listeners wants to be anonymous, had a job interview. And in the job interview, I guess it's kind of a high-profile job, they asked if he had ever made a racist joke in the past. Now, they didn't seem to ask about tweets or social media, because I think this gentleman is older, and so, you know, tweeting and social media has only been around for about 12 years or so. But, 10, 12 years. But he answered honestly, and I don't want to... this is kind of a really long email, but the gist I get is he had a bunch of friends in college, and there was the Jew, the Italian, the African-American, the Mormon, and so they would always make jokes about each other. And so he answered the question honestly, saying, yeah, me and my friends used to joke around with each other in college, and he didn't get the job. So he wanted me to talk about statutes of limitations on, you know, doing stupid, when you were younger? And I obviously can't answer that. You know, I'm not an attorney, and there is, I don't think, any official statutes of limitations. There was a story about a gentleman who, I guess, was raising money for a children's hospital. Did you hear about this? I think his name is Carson King. He raised more than $1 million for an Iowa children's hospital. He requested beer money on national TV. And I guess Anheuser-Busch was backing matching his donations. Unfortunately, when he was a 16-year-old high school student, he had done stupid, and he had made some racist comments. So donations have stopped. Anheuser-Busch said they'll still donate money to the hospital as promised, but it has rescinded its beer offer, I guess, to Carson. I'm not really sure what's going on. But you have somebody that did stupid, is apparently now years later, you know, trying to do good. I don't know how he got the attention of Anheuser-Busch, maybe from the television commercial, but was able to make, you know, to bring in over $1 million to donate to a hospital. But he's this, you know, in the spotlight for his doing stupid. So this is a discussion we have to have. I believe, becoming more and more progressive in terms of not allowing, you know, stupid to happen. For example, racist comments, bigotry, bullying. We've made amazing leaps and bounds. But one of the problems we have is people who made jokes in the past that were, in this particular case, I'm reading his tweets and posts, they were completely inappropriate. But there were, you know, like I told you, I had a friend in a medical school. We were all going to go in together on a bar. And I was going to handle entertainment and, you know, bartend. Somebody else was going to handle the marketing aspect of it. And one of my friends who, you know, was going to handle the marketing part of things, you know, said, let me do this because I'm really good at, and he said, quote, Jewing people down. All right, now I'm Jewish. And I was like, come on, man, really? Okay. He's like, you know what I meant. I didn't mean to say that. All right, he apologized, whatever, we moved on. Should that comment carry with them 20, 30 years later and prevent him from getting a job? Prevent him from, you know, being able to, you know, escape the public eye? It was a stupid comment. He used, you know, my religion as a verb when it came to negotiating. I've talked to many people about this since then. Some people are like, well, it's a compliment. You know, we really know how to make a deal. We know how to negotiate down, get a great deal. But to others, it's very insulting. So, you know, it's, you know, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Right? Some people look at it as no big deal. Other people look at it as very insulting. But the question we have today is, if they're using a term that was a term that they always used, like, for example, a phrase that a lot of people don't realize have negative racial connotations is it call a spade, or something that has to do with the spades of cards? And, you know, because the spade is black, etc. And a lot of people don't even realize that there's something wrong with that. I mean, you have kids singing all these rap lyrics, young kids. I told you I was in the car, and I'm hearing my son's friends sing a rap song that they were listening to on their phone. And these are young kids, and I stopped the car like, whoa, 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 don't say that. What? Well, what you just said, you can't say that. It's the song. And you know, so you have here things that should never be said, but they're in songs that kids are singing. And is it okay to sing the song? It should never be okay. If that's a bad word, the N-word should never be anywhere. But if it's in these lyrics, same thing with stand-up. You know, people like to, you know, reiterate stand-up that they saw. Well, yeah, but if somebody's using that word and, you know, you do it, you can't. So even though we're being very, very progressive with stopping bigotry and trying to stop racism, and you know, hopefully we'll get to that point where we, you know, have a racist-free society, we really don't know how to handle somebody who did stupid years ago, might have used a term that people always used. You know, I mean, unfortunately, there's been a lot of words that, you know, were used to describe homosexuals. You know, gay. And, oh, he's gay. Whether he really is gay or not, people use the term gay all the time. Well, that's a slur for some. For others, it's not. And so, I don't know if we as society have to kind of make some rules and say, okay, look, if you did stupid 20, 30 years ago, and, you know, you're obviously reforming and, you know, you know the jokes are bad. I mean, you know how many guys have made girl jokes and, you know, girl jokes that kind of had to do with, what was that? There once was a man from Nantucket. I mean, you know how many different, oh, that inky dinky parlez-vous. There's a dirty version of that song that Doughboys used to sing. Do we still hold it against them? In the year 2019, I don't know. You know, it's a shame that, and again, I don't know for sure if my listener really didn't get the job because he answered truthfully to him and the guys. You know, I mean, I've had multiple groups of multicultural friends. I was the Jew. You know, usually, there's not a lot of Jews in the schools I went to, so I would be the Jew, right? You know, same thing with, and you know, we would be really, really open about our ethnicity, and, you know, we were never racist or bigoted, but, you know, does everybody not have to lie? I mean, I'm really surprised that that was a question at a job interview, but my guess is they don't want something to surface from 30 years ago. My guess is this was a high profile job and they didn't want an old joke or something come up. But the problem is you can't change your past. So you have tons of people out there that, you know, had a date with a girl, slept with, had a one night stand, had, you know, too much to drink, you know, did some really bad stand-up, sang a rap song in front of people, and they're right now scared to death that any one of those little sound bites could ruin them for life. So what does society need to do? Do we need to have a statute of limitations? Do we need to say, okay, anybody that said stupid stuff in the 80s, all right, it was in the 80s. No, I mean, look, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton had said that, you know, he believes marriage should be between a man and a woman. So are they still, you know, are we still using that against him now? Or does he have a right to change his mind to go, no, I am for gay marriage? You know, we want to be the type of society where we are able to reform. We are able to progress. We are able to open our eyes. Sanjay Gupta was anti-marijuana for the longest time. And then, you know, he changed. So, you know, I'm not sure what the answer is, but this is something that I don't think is going to get addressed anytime soon. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, in her first TV interview since opening an impeachment inquiry against President Trump, tells MSNBC that the president is a threat to national security.
A president of the United States is being disloyal to his oath of office, jeopardizing our national security, and jeopardizing the integrity of our elections.
Republicans, including Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana, disagree.
There was absolutely no quid pro quo. There was absolutely no high crimes and misdemeanors. And so what is Nancy Pelosi trying to impeach the president on?
The murder trial of former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger continues on Friday, with Geiger taking the stand in her own defense. Geiger killed a man who she thought was an intruder in her apartment when, in fact, she went in the wrong apartment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So our Defense Department is grappling with a lot of suicides in the military. Apparently it's Britain. It's risen at alarming rates. And we're being told here that the National Guard suicide rate has climbed higher than the other active duty and reserve branches, according to an annual Pentagon study released yesterday. So in response, officials are looking for new ways to help troops feel more comfortable coming forward about their issues and getting the help they need. So the most recent figure right now is 30.6 deaths per 100,000 service members. This is just appalling to think that we could be losing people at their own hand rather than, this is according to the Defense Department annual suicide report for the calendar year of 2018, as well as the reserves, 22.9 per 100,000, and active duty, 24.8. According to Air Force Major General Don Deskins, the Guard's Director of Manpower and Personnel Policy, told Military Times, but when I describe a raid, I don't want to lose the face that goes along with that. They say all three components are staring down growing suicide rates. Of course, they say the National Guard is facing this unique problem because they don't have the day-to-day interaction that active troops have with their leadership, and members are often in between military and civilian health care, so it's not always clear which providers they should seek out if they're having trouble. Yeah, I see that a lot, where people go, I don't know if I go to the military doctor or if I go to a civilian doctor. And a lot of times when it comes to mental health, you need a very stable location that you go to, that you can go to consistently, same provider, etc. So they say their troops, National Guard, also faces issues local to their communities. So any attempt at a service-wide policy has to consider the one-size-won't-fit-all. With that in mind, the National Guard Bureau got two separate but related initiatives off the ground. So they've tried to strategize, from what we understand from Military Times. They say in one corner, the Bureau's Warrior Resilience and Fitness Division, they said, will put best practices to test. From all 54 state and territory guard commands, collect data, put together strategies under this program called SPRING, called Suicide Prevention and Readiness Initiative for the National Guard. So they hope to foster dovetails within the Warrior Resilience and Fitness Division's new innovation incubator. I'm just reading this here, looking for ideas to extend to readiness, wellness, resilience, and beyond. See, resilience, that's people talk about that with kids, who consider suicide. Well, they need to buck up. They need to quit being weenies, or another term for that is resilience. But you don't understand. Any of us can break. We could act as a tough guy. We could not cry. We could brush ourselves off and get back up. Sometimes those people that do that the best are at highest risk for suicide. I don't think we understand enough about people who commit suicide. Most of the people that commit suicide are men, not women. Women may attempt more, but the majority of suicides occur in men. Well, men are the ones that appear to be less weenie than women. So then why would their suicide rate be up? Maybe it's a fallacy. Maybe it's a facade. Maybe we don't allow. We have a sort of culture where men can't cry. Men can't, go, I want my mommy. Men can't, let's stop with that for a second. Okay, so I don't have any daughters. I guess we just had National Daughters Day. I'm not exactly sure what day it was, because when I looked it up, it wasn't the same day that everybody was posting stuff on the internet. But, a lot of people say, Dolly, if you had a daughter, she's never going to leave her mama. The boys, they could be mama boys, but they'll get married and go off and they'll be close with dad. But you need a daughter because she'll be close to mama. And I'm like, I doubt that. If my daughter is anything like me, she's going to be an independent pain in the butt. She and I are going to probably buck horns. I think I'm lucky I just had sons. I don't know how well I would have done with a daughter. Because I'd be like, okay, wait a second. That skirt's too... No, you're not wearing the boots with that. Oh, are you kidding me? You look like a... You're not wearing that. So, I could just totally see myself buck heads with my daughter. No way. I'm checking out the Sparkless Water guy. She is too. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, hell no. So, it worked out that I had boys. But what's kind of deeper into that narrative of, daughters will hang out with their moms. If a daughter wants her mommy, she gets her mommy. Daughters can go, okay, mommy, let's go. Let's go to lunch. Let's go do this. Let's go do this. And, daughters have their mommy. Boys may not have that same sort of relationship with their mommy, and maybe they need their mommy. I've been very, very open with my boys, and it's interesting because they'll be like open, and they're teenagers. They'll be like, mommy. Like, oh, and whenever they call me mommy, that's not like, hey, they need the mom. Your mom's here. But they don't do it all the time. If their friends are around, if dad's around, they do not call me mommy. It's interesting. They'll do, you know, most of the hugs and I love you, Mom, when nobody else is around. So they probably feel like, you know, they can't do that. Now, I also embarrass the hell out of them. So when they're with their friends, you know, I'll be like, you know, oh, he loves his mama, right? And, you know, he'll be like, you know, yeah, it's cool to love your mom. I love you, Mom. You know, but then you can hear him under his breath make fun of me or something like that. I'm like, I'll let him have that, you know, because it was in front of his friends. But, you know, if guys don't think like they get their mommy time, you know, or they could be babied. I mean, you know, how many guys really just want to come home and, you know, curl up on the couch and cry? Or just, you know, put their head on their wife's shoulder or whatever, the partner's shoulder, and just say, I have a bad day, take care of me. You know, men are people too, men and women. You know, now I, as a woman, I don't do that. Okay, I don't want to stereotype women. I don't come home and sit in a corner and cry or eat ice cream. I just buck up and do. I'm a mom. But, you know, I wonder how therapeutic that would be if I could just sit there and, you know, stop everything, but I don't want the kids to see, I don't want my husband to see, so if I'm having a bad day, I work out, or I eat, or I go for a run. So, in the military, it might just be harder for people, especially the guys, you know, or gals, even, to show their vulnerability. So, back to military times, they say out of 50 IDs submitted earlier this year, the program has selected 12 to pilot. They cover substance abuse, physical fitness, access to behavioral health, sexual assault prevention, employment assistance, among others, and will be under the purview of a state guard bureau from Massachusetts, Ohio, and Indiana to New Mexico and Montana. So these pilots are tailored to issue that of particular interest in those states, but can be tailored fit to other states. Maybe only 5 states will use it, but it'll be effective in those states. So, what they want to do is, one, increase access, two, empower colleagues to intervene, guard members to reach out. They want commanders to get to know their people on a level that would allow them to notice a change in their behavior. So if you don't see somebody every day, you don't know if they could be suicidal. You know, when I taught students, luckily I got to, you know, see them or work with them on a very close basis, so I could tell if somebody was struggling. Not all of them. But, you know, some people may not on their own say they're struggling. But if you're like, wait a second, you're gaining weight, you know, you're eating a little bit more, you're having a tough time, it could be weight gain. It could be they're falling asleep. They could be them yawning a lot. Well, maybe they're yawning because they're not sleeping at night, because they're stressed. Maybe they're, you know, starting to take on more coffee or vaping or something else. Maybe they're drinking more. So, you know, it does take others a lot of times to intervene and see this. But we got to do a lot more for our military than we're doing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right. So, if your kid is vaccinated, Michigan school systems are telling you to keep your kid home for 3 weeks. Why? Because there's a chickenpox outbreak. So a chickenpox outbreak has led an Eastern Michigan health department to ask parents of children who weren't vaccinated to keep them home from school until they're vaccinated. The St. Clair County Health Department told parents of Marysville High School students in a letter that about 37, quote, exposed susceptible students who cannot provide documentation of immunity. Now, they put smallpox immunity. I don't understand why they put smallpox. We don't really vaccinate against smallpox. We vaccinate against chickenpox, but they put smallpox there. Will be excluded from attending school and extracurricular activities until 21 days after the last identified case. So there's 37 students that they think might come down with chickenpox, so they won't let them come to class. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, if there's chickenpox, let the kid get exposed. This is fantastic news. No, because remember, this is high school. So the older you are when you get exposed to chickenpox, the worse it is. Chickenpox in high school can be pretty bad. So the letter says students will be readmitted to the high school immediately upon getting vaccinated or provide the health department with acceptable documentation of immunity. It says immunity is defined as documentation of two valid doses of the live chickenpox vaccine or at or after 12 months of age or laboratory evidence of immunity or confirmation of the disease. So if you're a parent and you're like, wait a second here, okay, I don't know where my vaccine records are because I've lost them, and a lot of us have. They didn't really start, you know, doing them electronically until about 10 years ago. So if you have a 15, 16-year-old kid, and you lost that little card, and you're like, well, now what the hell do I do? Your kid could have a blood test, and they could do these varicella titers. And the varicella titers will show if they're immune, the varicella antibody. So there is a way they could do that. But, you know, these schools or health departments, they're kind of getting gutsy. They're kind of showing some cojones. And, you know, their attitude is, okay, there's disease. We're going to keep you away from the disease. And they're allowed to do that. And in fact, as a doctor, I would probably recommend they do that, especially with high school. But I keep getting asked, don't we want our kids to get natural immunity? Well, yes and no. I think our bodies do become stronger when we are exposed to what the world gives us. The problem is some of the things the world gives us is really, really nasty. And you're taking a crapshoot. You know, these people who are anti-vaccine and they're scared with their kids, and they're scared to give their kid a vaccine because they think they're taking a crapshoot with risk factors. You're taking more of a crapshoot letting your kid get the disease. Lifelong immunity to chickenpox has its downside. I could get shingles. You know, I got chickenpox as a kid. But what that means now is I could get shingles, and shingles is pretty painful. That's when you get, you know, the virus coming out in one of the dermatomes. You get chickenpox. It doesn't go away completely. It hides out in a nerve, and that nerve has an end point in the, it has a start point of the spine, and then an end point to where the nerve innervates. So it picks one nerve, which is why shingles comes out on only one side of the body. And these viruses are super smart. They know how to lay low. Just like hepatitis, herpes, HIV, viruses know how to live in the body and replicate without letting you even know they're there. And then all of a sudden they come out and they go, hi, I'm here. And then you have an issue. So shingles, unfortunately, could leave you with post-herpetic neuralgia. And this post-herpetic neuralgia can be very, very painful and debilitating. And, you know, making a nerve hurt is not a very, very easy thing to deal with long term. And, you know, these viruses have some, unfortunately, tricky, you know, presentations and tricky side effects. Now, I've met two people online who had shingles. They were young. And I go, you had the chickenpox vaccine as a kid, right? They said, no, I had both. I had both the vaccine and I got chickenpox. Two people I've met so far that were younger that got both the vaccine and chickenpox. And I'm very curious to see if shingles goes away later in those who actually have the vaccine. But remember, the vaccine is a live vaccine. So the vaccine is a live version of it, meaning it's very, very weakened. And so will the weakened version act very similar to the other version? I can't answer, I don't think anybody could answer, that the chickenpox vaccine will prevent you from getting shingles. And remember, shingles is the adult version of chickenpox that only comes along one nerve. So we won't know. The varicella vaccine came out in the 90s. So right now, the average person who was vaccinated against chickenpox is in their 20s. Maybe almost 30. And a lot of times we don't see shingles till they're older. And the two cases of shingles I've seen in the younger person, they said, well, I had both. I had both shingles and, or I had both chickenpox and the vaccine. So I'm not sure what the answer is. Now, you know, are schools right to say don't come to school until you're vaccinated? Well, that's going to later go to the Supreme Court. You'll have a lot of anti-vaccine parents going, look, you can't force me to bring my kid to a professional who I don't trust that's going to inject stuff into my baby. It'll be very, very interesting to see. You know, and, you know, their arguments will be, and again, I'm pro-vaccine, but their arguments will be you have staff out there that are, you know, stealing people's narcotics, injecting people with saline, and you want me to let somebody in that profession inject something blindly into my kid? Or they're going to argue that there are side effects and you can't force me to have my kid take a treatment that has potential side effects. I it's going to go to the Supreme Court one day. As schools, you know, don't let unvaccinated kids come in. But then you're going to have the lawsuits of the parents going, look, okay, I demand that my city provide safety for my kid. My kid's vaccinating. I want the city to not let my child be among others that aren't vaccinated. So then there's that argument, too. Although I don't know how they'll win that argument because we're letting illegal immigrants come in and we don't know about their vaccination status. So this is an absolute mess. You know, in order for a vaccine program to work, everybody's got to be on board. And when they're not, we have problems. Now, schools and city officials think they're doing right by saying, all right, you're not coming to school. All right, we have a chickenpox outbreak, you're not coming to school. And it ticks a lot of people off, but majority rules, so they're going to, you know, get the support. Well, then my next question is, all right, well, what happens when there's a flu outbreak? When flu is rampant in the school, are you going to demand that any unvaccinated kid not go to school? No, they won't do that. Flu season runs from October, more like November 1, but in some cases, we've already seen some cases now in September. But flu season officially runs from November, and it could go all the way to end of May. So are you going to have unvaccinated kids to the flu not go to school for 6 months? No. So the problem I have is when you start to ban people from school, you can't pick and choose which illness. You can't pick and choose which vaccine. You know, if there's chickenpox outbreak, your job is to notify the parents. Your job is to protect the students. Now, banning them from school is obviously, you know, pretty severe. Some people, you know, might suggest, well, why don't you just have the kids in a different room? Anybody who's not vaccinated can learn in a different room. The problem is with chickenpox, I mean, whether it's the bathroom, whether it's the, you know, cafeteria, I mean, there's no way to have separate bathrooms, separate. It's not going to work. But we got flu season coming, and so I kind of want to know what the schools are going to do about that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.